What is up, guys? It's your man, I Do a Barber, back with another Beyond the Chair podcast, where I go live every Wednesday, and you know the drill. You know what I'm saying? You know the drill, damn it. Okay. But as the title suggests, crazy barbershop conversation. Let's talk about it. But if you want to talk about it now, let's wait a little bit. Let me get a little bit of things off my chest. Excited. Got some good content for you guys coming up. If you're interested in a little quick channel update, got a tutorial on how to cut Asian hair that's going to drop this Friday. That is if I'm not lazy, because that would mean I'd have to do it today and tomorrow. So if I'm not lazy, it'll get done. What up, Mike? And I've got some other videos for you, some helpful tips. This year, I made it a point to tell myself I need to start giving you guys some good life videos, some good life subjects, and some good life topics, because, of course, this is MMA barber life. You know, you see MMA videos, you see the barbering videos, but you don't really get to see much of the life videos. So that's what you're going to get to see this year. I'm gonna pump more out. I got a lot of helpful tips for you guys and little things for you guys to, like, save money, save your time, you know, just all sorts of stuff, you know, just coming from experience and things like that. So, you know, shout out to everyone who's watching live. But I'm excited, though. It's actually kind of fun. I had this feeling, I think like the past week, maybe 5 days, I realized the past 2 to 3 months, I haven't had to worry about pumping out a haircut tutorial. I haven't had to worry about it at all. And because I had so much footage in the chamber, I was like, don't really have to worry about editing a video because I had so many videos in the chamber. But right now, the chambers are empty. So now I got to fill them back up again, which is kind of a nice feeling to have your back in the corner and got to, like, fight your way out and put out some content. Yeah, B-Flow, you got to get on there, man. I haven't seen any notifications from you. Nothing. No nada, okay? Hope you're still practicing your languages. But I've got some fun stuff, some fun ideas, you know. I've got one video that I shot one for it, but it's going to be 3 haircuts in 1 tutorial. It's basically a remake of the video called My New Fade Technique, where I show you guys how I fade now versus before. But I wanted to do a revised version of that because even when I edited the video, I was like, eh, okay. But I don't know. You'll see in the new video. It'll be a lot better. You know, you'll get to see me do the 3 different fade techniques on 3 different hair types. So that's the one thing that I'm really looking for. And the thing, of course, is models, right? It's really tricky to find models because, one, not every model is perfect for the video. Not to say that I'm looking for the perfect model. I'm looking to do, especially for this video, the plan was to do a black person, a white person, and a Hispanic or Asian person. So I've got one Asian person. I've had opportunities to do others, but the timing is wrong. So when I'm cutting hair, it's not like I can cut a haircut tutorial every single time. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. I wish I could do a haircut tutorial every single haircut. And you know, sometimes I get busy, and then, you know, when you got appointments back to back, or you got people waiting, you can't. It's very irresponsible to be trying to do a haircut tutorial when you've got other people, you know, trying to get haircuts and things like that. So, but one funny thing is, let's talk about this crazy barbershop conversation. I was watching one of Ron Legend's videos recently. I'm not sure if you guys know who Ron Legend is. He's another YouTube barber. He's been on the podcast before months ago. But he was talking about a crazy conversation that he had in his barbershop. Really funny. he was saying that, well, not, I don't know if it was him. I think it was some of the other barbers in his barbershop. But they were saying that, have you ever noticed that you don't see a crackhead with cancer? And he was asking people, like, yo, in the comments, you think this is true? Have you ever heard of a crackhead with cancer? And I think whoever like started this argument, their justification was, I think like maybe the crack that they smoke counteracts the cancer. I'd have to go back and watch the video again to really clarify, but let's just stick with that for argument's sake. Let's just stick with that. Funny, very funny. But so I'm thinking, because Ron, he's saying to himself, he's like, yeah, it's kind of true. But here's my rebuttal to that, Ron. And I hope Ron either is watching or turns out to watch this video. But you guys, let me know in the comments. Is this true that a crackhead can't get cancer, or you have never seen a crackhead with cancer? Let me know in the comments below. I'm curious to know your opinion on this. But my opinion to that, I was like, that's pretty easy answer. It would seem, right? It seems like that would be a pretty easy answer. My rebuttal to that is this. The reason you probably have never seen a crackhead with cancer is because, one, crackheads don't stick around that long. And two, if they died, would you know they're a crackhead? You know, when you think about it, if they died, would you really know that they're a crackhead when they were pronounced dead? You know, it's not like any, like, you know, Beeflo the barber, Master Faze the barber, Joe the barber. It's not like people running around with, like, Rob the crackhead, Dave McCracky, you know. People don't run around with these names, so it's not like you know that they're crackheads. But the really more important thing, crackheads don't stick around that long. It's not like you see a crackhead living a long, luxurious lifestyle where they're really prospering. Now, I know some of you guys are going to be like, yo, there's some crackheads out here functioning every day. Yes, this is true. There are some functioning crackheads. But by and large, you don't see tons of people. You don't see tons and tons of crackheads. Now, look, let me know in the comments. I'm curious if you guys have some crazy barbershop conversations. Like, you know, the barbershop is that place where people always bring up something. There's these debates, classic debates, whether it's sports, politics, manhood, women, things like this. This is quite common in the barbershop. Let me know in the comments what crazy barbershop conversations you guys are having, because we get them here. You know, I get debates here. Like, I got over the weekend, I had a couple clients in here. Well, one client, he didn't make an appointment, so he ended up having to wait, which meant he had to stick around for a couple haircuts. And we were talking about, like, guns and stuff, and he was like, man, the way things are around here, man, you better stay strapped in. By the way, guys, I live in Texas, so it's like practically everyone has a damn gun out here almost. But he was like, yeah, man, you got to stay strapped out here, you know what I'm saying? The way people dying every day and blah, blah, blah. And I was saying to him, I was like, dude, I was like, yeah, I get it. Because, like, me personally, I'm not a big gun guy. I don't own any guns or anything like that. I'm just not a big gun guy. But I was telling him that, I was like, I've never been in a situation where I've needed a gun. Now, granted, maybe one or two, maybe. But that's just, you know, if you have a gun. And really, now that I think about it, like, the situations I came out unscathed, but it wasn't a situation where if I had a gun, I would have used it type situations. It was nothing like that. But the way the laws work nowadays, it's one of those things where, you know, I could probably would have gotten away with using it based off the circumstances. But I was telling him, it's like, when is the last time you've had to use a weapon? Like, you know, realistically. He's like, no, never. But, you know, it's like that saying, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it type things. And I was just like, see, you never need it. But also, I was telling him, I was like, dude, stop watching the news. The news is so depressing, guys. I don't know. How many of you guys watch the news? I don't. So, like, I'm that barber when it comes to, like, current events and things like that, politics and what have you. I have no idea what the hell is going on. When people bring up stuff like, oh, you hear about what Trump did with this, or did you hear about this with that? And I'm just like, no, sorry. I'm like, I don't watch the news. And the only reason I don't watch the news is because it's really depressing. The news is very, very depressing. I kid you not, over the weekend, I think, I can't remember which day it was, but it doesn't even matter though. I was watching the news and, you know, I didn't intentionally watch the news on purpose. It just happened to come on after something that I was watching. And I kid you not, the first three stories of the news was murder, shooting, and I think another, like someone died. And I was just like, dude, like, why would I watch this? Why would I want to watch the news and have my brain be filled with this type of like headache, drama, nonsense? And this is local news. So this is stuff that's happening around the city of Dallas. So it's not like this is like national news where, oh, this happened in Portland, Oregon, way far from Dallas, or this happened in Massachusetts, way far from Dallas, or this happened in California. No, no, all this stuff was happening locally here within Dallas. So I was just like, I turned it off after that. I'm like, dude, why the hell would anyone want to watch the news? It's just nothing but bad news. Honestly, that's what they should call it, damn it. They should call it bad news, because it's very few feel-good stories. It's very very few motivational pieces within an hour broadcast of the news. And I told him, I was like, dude, stop watching the news. I was like, the news, all that's going to have you is paranoid and living in fear. That's all the news is going to do. Look, the news, yes, it can inform you, but then that's even debatable if the news is really informing you, because the news is slightly biased anyway, because, of course, these places aren't doing this stuff for free. They're not putting out news for free. They're not putting this out for free. They're putting this out with an agenda. They have to make money. They have to talk about juicy stuff. And it's just like, let's say a YouTube channel, right? And a channel is news-based YouTube channel. Current events and things like this. If they talked about boring stuff, no one's really going to watch their videos. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to give you the good, juicy stuff. They're going to give you the real dramatic stuff that, ooh, you know, everyone's talking about. They're not going to cover, like, the little local guy who just started a business. Like, you know, that's not going to bring eyeballs. So I was telling them, stop watching the news. And I dare all of you. I'm not sure if you guys in the comments who are watching. Yeah, I know. Master Fades. I dare everybody. I'm not sure. But this really goes out for the people who watch the news regularly and who live in fear. Because I'm going to be honest. I told this client of mine, I was telling him that, I was like, dude, I don't like to live my life like that, where I have to have a gun in my house or have to have a gun in the car. Like, you know, like, yeah, okay, maybe someone can kick in the door and get home. I'm like, but that's never happened to me, you know, and I hope it never happens to me, right? I don't wish that on anyone, but I don't want to live my life knowing that, oh, before I leave the house, I gotta make sure I have my gun. Ooh. Do I got the gun in the house? Like, oh, make sure you bring the gun with you. Like, I don't want to have to live my life like this. I like to just live life and just have fun, you know. And it's almost like an ignorance is bliss mentality, because a lot of stuff, like I say, I'm really disconnected with a lot of stuff when it comes to news and things. A lot of stuff that goes around, I honestly don't know, because I just don't keep up with it. I just live my life, be happy, and continue to have positive thoughts, you know, and be positive. That's all that I pretty much do. And it's funny because if I were to watch the news, can you imagine how paranoid I would be? One of those stories, particularly the one that I'm talking about over the weekend, the news that I watched, the first three stories that were run, one of the stories was a kid went into a basketball game here in Dallas, a high school basketball game, and shot like three people. Now, I've got kids in school. That's, you know what that's going to make me do outside of being informed? Paranoid. Because you know how that goes. These little mass shootings, kids shooting up schools, kids doing all sorts of dumb stuff in schools and stuff like this. All that's going to do is make me more paranoid and put fear in my heart. And what has it got me thinking? Man, maybe I need to get a gun. Maybe he was right. Maybe, you know, da, 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 da. But let's just be honest. I'll cross that road when I get there. Because let's just be honest, guys. for those of you that have guns in your house, for the fear that someone is going to kick in the door, this is a real question. For those of you that have guns in your house, in fear that someone might invade your home, I can bet you, you are not walking around your house 24/7 with a gun. You're not walking around your house with a gun on your waist. If that's the case, you might as well live in Mexico or somewhere in the Middle East, because, man, is life really that bad for you where you got to walk around your house with a gun on your waist or the gun close by all the time? Because, look, man, everyone gets caught slipping. Everyone is not dummy-proof. Anyone can get caught slipping. That's why they call it get caught slipping. And I wouldn't want to have to live my life walking around my house armed all the time. Shoot, if that's the case, I'll be like, hey, send me over to Iraq. Really? I mean, if you guys want to be like that, you know, if you want to be that paranoid, go live in Iraq. go live in Iraq. Go to war if you want to keep the gun on you all the time. You can go legally keep the gun on you over there, man. I'm getting hot up in here. Turn the fan on. But that's what I was telling my client the other day. You know, both of him who was waiting and the guy who was getting his hair cut, they're both like gun enthusiasts and stuff like that. But I mean, most people that I know that have guns have never used them. And let's just be honest. Let's say we all, you know, me or that guy, you know, walk out of this barbershop today and get run over by a car. Up until this point, we both never needed a gun. And so who was really right? Right? Was I right or was he right? You know, he spent money on this gun. He may have spent money at the gun range and spent all this time being fearful and paranoid, but he's never needed or used the gun, right? Me, never bought one, but never really cared. We both died. So it's like, hey, was it all worth it? That's all debatable and that's all up to you. But I'm just saying, stop watching the news. It's just going to make you more paranoid and more fearful of what's going on around you. Just be happy, guys. Anything can happen. You know, I can go outside and I can, you know, look for some change in my center console and someone can rob me. But, you know, I'm not living in fear and looking over my shoulder every time I make a move anywhere I go. That's not the type of life that I'd like to live. I mean, I hear, right? This is what people tell me. I hear, you know, people always say like, oh man, it's real dangerous here in Dallas, man. People doing this, like my client was saying. But I'm gonna be honest, it's not stuff that I see. And it's not stuff that I would like to surround myself with. So really, he said, I'm just gonna see my sister's in here. She's saying she's gonna get two German Shepherds. Now, for real, like if you talk about guns in the house, let's talk about guns in the house real quick. It's good because my sister just brought up a good point. She said she's gonna get two German Shepherds. Now, I'm gonna be honest. I'd rather get two well-trained dogs or a well-trained dog rather than have a gun in my house. Now, reason I say that is this. Not everyone's a light sleeper. Not everyone has a security system. And if someone breaks into your house, if you're a heavy sleeper, you ain't gonna hear a damn thing until it's too late. So it's really been more beneficial for you to have a dog, because then that dog starts barking and does what it's trained to do. Then you can wake up if you have a gun and then, you know, work that way. Because dogs, cats, and things like this, these animals' ears are way better than human ears. Shoot, a dog hears something, he'll wake up, goes right to it. You hear the dog barking and whatnot, then you can, you know, get ready with the pistola action. It's almost like the I don't know if you guys remember the Bun B, the rapper Bun B. Not sure if you remember that story about him. That was last year. I'm not sure when it was last year. Maybe mid or early last year. He was the victim of a home invasion. Yeah, exactly. Nuke, get a dog and a gun. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. That's probably the best option rather than just having a gun and ready for war to come at your doorstep. You know, the gun, it sounds nice, right? It sounds nice to have just a gun. But honestly, I would say if you're really that fearful, get a dog. Get a dog. And I don't mean, look, guys, don't get no damn Shih Tzu. Don't get a Chihuahua, okay? Like, don't get no little punk dog. Please, don't get some little Dalmatian. Like, no. If you're getting a dog to protect the house, get a dog that's going to protect and put somebody down. And more importantly, a dog that's well-trained, okay? A dog that is well-trained. Key word. Don't get some random stray, some dog that you ain't trained, you got him to protect your house. Now, the funny thing is, because I'm like, can you imagine that? Can you imagine having a gun and you're over here walking around your house paranoid? Like, every room you go to, you got to make sure you got the gun with you. Like, no. But let's talk about the Bumby thing. I slightly got sidetracked. So what happened with Bumby is this. So he and his wife were home. I'm not sure if you guys remember this story, but for those of you that do remember the story, this will be a little bit refresher. But for those of you that didn't, here we go. So he and his wife were at home. Bun was upstairs. His wife heard either a knock or someone ring the doorbell. She opened it. The person kicked in the door when she, slightly opened it, put a gun in her head, said, "Give me the money," blah, blah, blah. So Bumby was upstairs. Obviously he knew what was going on eventually, but they never made it upstairs in time. Eventually, Bun got the gun from upstairs, and, the dude went to the garage, or his wife told him, like, just take the car. I don't have any money. Just take the car and go. And so the guy was in the garage getting ready to take the car and go, and then Bun lit him up. Didn't hit him miraculously. I don't even know if the guy lived or what, but I know he was in the hospital later. But yeah, that's just a situation of an attempt at home invasion. Now, look. He had a gun in the house, right? Now, imagine if they were both on the same level, right? And dude kicks in the door, and then, again, they got caught slipping, if that were to happen. I mean, thankfully, they kind of got caught slipping, but kind of not. But you guys get what I'm saying. But it's a good thing that he was where he was in the moment, right? Because imagine if he were just on the same level and not in close proximity to where his gun is, they would have both just got caught slipping. So at that point, what good is a gun do if you're not close to it, if you're in your house? And again, why would you want to have to walk around your house with the need to have a gun on your waist all the damn time? It's almost like that story. I'm not sure if you guys heard this story. I know you guys are going to probably be like, dude, for someone who don't watch the news, you sure do know a whole lot about the damn news. It might seem, but I just hear things through hearsay. It reminds me of this story of this father who killed his daughter in his home. This guy, paranoid, had security cameras in his house. And so basically what ended up happening was his daughter came home to surprise him. She came home, surprised him. He shot his daughter, killed her. Now, the video cameras in his house showed that he was walking around the house with the gun on his waist. Why, right? Exactly. Like what I'm saying, you guys. Why would you want to walk around the house with a gun on your waist? Key example with this dude. Walking around the house, the security camera showed, once the police looked at everything, it showed him just walking around his house with the gun in his waist. Him on his phone, he's looking paranoid, like he has some drama. His daughter comes home just to surprise him, and I don't think his daughter lived with him. I can't remember the story exactly. I don't think his daughter lived with him, but it's like only bad things happen when you're in that environment, when you're stressed that much. Like, why would you, like, If you feel the need to have the gun in your waist at home all the time, you're looking for trouble. It's like that old saying: if you want to find, if you go looking for trouble, you're gonna find trouble. So, at any little creak and crack, you reach for the pistol. You're paranoid, like you high on coke or something. Yeah, exactly. And there's been a lot of stories at Ivy Mac like that, where people who have guns in the house end up shooting the loved one accidentally because they don't have the proper protocols when they have a gun in the house. And that's also another one of the reasons why I don't want to have a gun in the house. I don't want to have all these protocols and little code words and safety words and all this stuff. I'm just like, you know, like, it sucks, you know. But it is what it is. I mean, look, at the end of the day, everyone's going to do what they want to do to make themselves feel comfortable. See, look, she just took her handgun license class. You have to have a plan. Everything is not worth the trigger pull. Exactly. Exactly what I was talking about earlier, where I was in a couple situations where I could have shot somebody based off of the circumstances. And, you know, maybe depending upon the laws and things like this, I could have gotten away with it. But overall, I'm still here. So did I need a gun? No. But it's just one of those things. And honestly, I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I can say this, though. I've never been in a situation where I've absolutely said to myself, man, if I had a gun, this would have helped this situation. I don't think, no, I've never been in a situation like that. But it's just crazy. Yeah, yeah. See, Cody's saying he works crazy hours, so I want my family to be safe. If you get past the alarm, then get past the pit bull. That 45 will be waiting. Now, see, exactly. And you know what's funny? I hear with laws, because, of course, you know, you hear stuff, right? You hear different cases of a home invasion or a robber or whatever. You hear stories where the homeowners ends up getting put in jail. They end up doing time because they end up shooting or killing someone who attempted to rob their home. Now, in the back of your mind, you think, like, what the hell? Are you crazy? Like, really? That actually happens? Yes, this happens. There are weird laws when it comes to having a gun in your house and things like this. I can't remember which state it was. I don't know if it's here or if it was a state I used to live in, but I think it was Florida. I think it was, because I was talking to my old coach, and he would do on the side, he had a little business where he would do, what's that, when people get the guns, they need the little course or whatever. He would do the course for people. And he was telling me how if someone breaks into your house, if it's not a sign of forcible entry, you can't shoot them and you're liable. And I was just like, that's some backwards nonsense. I'm like, dude, that makes no damn sense. And I was just like, okay, whatever. I was like, glad I don't have a gun, right? Then it also reminds me of another story I've heard. This is a real story where this couple, they were having a problem with someone breaking into the garage, right? So they're like, man, like, someone just keeps breaking into this garage, like, and they're just, you know, stealing, like, little silly stuff. Nothing even major. They're not stealing, like, big-ticket items. They're just breaking into the garage, stealing stuff. So the wife had the bright idea to leave it unlocked this time to entice the thief and also put something in there that was valuable. Again, left it unlocked on purpose in lieu of the person showing up and attempting to rob the thing. Once this happened, she shot and killed the person. She ended up going to jail over this because it's like you entrapped the guy at that point. So it's like, it's not really a robbery. You kind of entrapped the guy. So she got in trouble over this, which that's actually real grimy. I actually thought about it. Neither here nor there. But that's really grimy. It's kind of funny. But it's kind of not funny because it's real grimy that she would do something like that. That you have to be, I mean, I guess, like, right? Imagine your stuff gets robbed all the time and you're like, man, I just want payback. You know, she just wanted revenge. It's almost like putting some extra cheese in the mouse trap, you know, just to entice them. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, It's almost, you know what's funny too about having a gun? Do you ever go to those places where you'll see no firearms allowed? You know, you'll see that a lot in banks, jewelry stores, and some big stores. They'll have the sign. I've seen it in Walmarts and stuff like that. You know what would be funny is if you're just like, damn, y'all. Because, like, one, I just don't feel like going back to my car. Two, nothing's going to happen, so who will ever find out? And I wonder if this has ever happened. You guys can enlighten me in the comments below. Has this ever happened where someone took a firearm into a place where they do not allow firearms and they clearly got the sign on the outside? And I'm talking about a big business. I'm not talking about some small business. I'm talking about a big business where the sign's there and da-da. And it's pretty common along that type of stores, like a jewelry store or a bank. But they end up going inside. Something popped off. They use their gun, even though they're not supposed to have it there. And I guess sort of save the day, if you will want to say that. Has that ever happened? I don't know. Like I said, I don't watch much news, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, out of as many people own guns, I'm pretty sure something has happened along those lines. Because there's plenty of stories of, you know, robbery attempts gone bad or, you know, someone trying to do something. It's like almost like what happened here in Fort Worth. That was actually another story I saw on the news over the weekend. Someone went into a church in Fort Worth, shot two people. I think killed two people or killed one, injured another. But this guy ended up getting shot in the head before he could kill anyone else. Because I know the church, I'm not sure how churches are around here or really anywhere, if they allow just people to have guns in churches. Because I know a lot of churches have armed security, which this place in Fort Worth, they have armed security, and the dude blew the dude's brains out before he can get to a third person. Thankfully. I mean, it sucks that he got two people off, you know. But it's funny now that we're talking about guns and having guns in places that you shouldn't have them. It reminds me of a buddy of mine in Florida. I had a buddy. He got his gun license. Well, he got a gun and then he got the license to carry, you know, concealed permit. And this dude's so stupid, man. Oh, okay, so he's telling me this story, how he was in the mall. He went to, I know you guys are probably, let me just tell the story and not laugh through me telling the story, because if it's not as funny to you, then you're going to be like, damn, why were you laughing so hard? I thought it was going to be funnier. But so this dude was in the mall. He's telling me a story, how he worked out and he went to the mall to go get something. He's in the store and he's in the line. This dude, okay, now let me paint a picture of what he's wearing so this makes more sense. So he came from the gym. He's wearing gym attire. He's wearing gym shorts, okay? And this dude's in the store in line. Guess what falls out of his waistband? You guessed it, a gun. Now imagine how that would look, right? You're in line. Some dude's behind you in some gym attire. He's got shorts on. And a gun falls out of his waist and hits the ground. What would go through your mind? Like, oh, damn. Like, is this a robbery attempt? Or, like, what the hell is going on? Like, imagine this. So he's telling me this story of how this happened to him. So I'm like, dude, so what happened? What was everyone's reaction? He's like, everyone just was like, stopped. And everyone was looking at him. Everyone was looking at him. And he said he picked up the gun, put it back in his waist, and just left the store. I was like, did you buy the stuff you went there for? He's like, nah, I just left it. I was like, you're a dumbass. I was like, oh my goodness. I'm like, dude, I was just saying to myself, dude, why do you have a gun in your waistband of your shorts? I mean, look how criminal you look to have a gun in your waistband. Like, what proper person who has a concealed carry license carries the gun in their waistband of their shorts? You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, come on, dude. Really? I was like, you're silly, man. I was like, you're so silly. But just funny how that works. And, you know, these are the type of conversations that go on in the barbershop. You know, I get some funny stories. You know, Ron Legend, of course, he has his crackhead cancer stories. You know, I've got all types of stories that I have with clients. You know, you got the barbershop is known for having, you know, classic debates. That happens a lot. You know, there's a lot of debates on different topics, you know, like sports. You know, we're in, what are we in? We're in football season, so we're ending football and then basketball and, you know, politics, you know, election year. So we've got a lot of fun debates and a lot of stuff in between. So it's funny, man. Once this video is over, you guys, leave me some stories in the comments. Ivy Mac is saying that happened last year. He thinks in Texas some other dudes jumped at him and start fighting him. But then ends up getting arrested because the guy with the gun had a permit. Yeah. You see what happens? And some people are just afraid to take an ass whooping too. Let's just be honest. We're not even gonna go on that topic. A lot of people are just so scared to death, scared to look. They shook, scared to take a damn ass whooping. Just is what it is, man. It's a part of, you know, growing up, being a man. You get in fights, you get in squabbles, you win some, you lose some. It just is what it is, you know. I don't get why everyone feels the need to pull out or back out, you know. Once the time comes, they're afraid of the ridicule or the public embarrassment of getting beat up, you know, in front of your peers. Especially, which I kind of don't blame them nowadays because everyone's so quick to whip out their damn phone. Then you're going to end up memed for the rest of the year, or you're going to be posted everywhere. World star. I don't even know if people are still doing that. People still do that? World star, you know. See people fighting like, world star. You know? So that's going to wrap up this podcast. I know we really didn't even talk about much barbering content. We were just talking about crazy barbershop conversations. Philip Orzula from Sweden, from beautiful Sweden. Welcome. I'm sure in Sweden you guys don't have these gun problems. I wish Philip would have popped up in here earlier. We could have gotten his perspective as far as the culture in Sweden. One, if they are allowed to have guns, and, you know, two, if they do, what's the culture like? I'm curious, because I know there's a lot of places that don't have guns, like Japan, Korea, the UK, a few other places that I can't think of. But I appreciate y'all for hanging out and sticking with me through the podcast. Don't forget, once this video is over, leave me some funny stories. Drop some funny stories in the comments of barbershop conversations that you guys have. I'm curious to read some of the novels. Yeah, see, he said they can't have guns in Sweden, which I figured that. I'm looking forward to reading some of you guys' mini novels in the comments below. But I'll see you guys soon. I got a video dropping tomorrow that's going to help some of you guys. So don't forget to watch that video. And I got to cook up a haircut tutorial to drop for you guys on Friday. So it's been your man, I Do It, signing out. And I will holla.